This is something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
The Gravy Boat.
The Gravy Boat.
The Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
When I hear that music, well, it makes me want to move my feet. I just get up and go to it.
If you feel like your butter done slipped right off your biscuit,
something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
Just hang on tight, because we fixing to fix you right up.
Something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
Better than any pot smoking you ever done, or any beer drinking, or liquor. It's just a feeling that you got that nothing can hurt you, and you ain't scared of nothing.
We believe that you can interpret these old mountain ballads and songs and banjo tunes for you better than anybody.
Gravy Boat.
Fried chicken farts and blessed hearts. Here comes that Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
All right, let's get into it. Volume 8 of the Gravy Boat. It's me, Dave Stone, broadcasting live from a van lurking behind a discount bakery in an unknown part of Los Angeles. Hell of a show for you today. New music from Alison Krauss. New music from Austin Lucas. The Gourds, Dwight Yoakam. Many more. Let's start it with Blue Mountain, Bloody 98. Get it, son.
Well, I ride 400 horses through a tunnel in the pine. Dead dogs, bats, falls, it's hard to see the line. And there's a cross in every curve to commemorate. Driving back from Mobile on Bloody 98. I got a wife in Hattiesburg and a lover in Mobile. Oh, God knows I'm spending half my life behind the wheel. My Pontiac is a Panther Hall, but I'm a running late. Driving back from Mobile on Bloody
8. Dave Stone hanging out with you. If you are a repeat listener of the Gravy Boat, thank you for returning. If you've never listened before, well, thanks for checking it out. I know it's hard with all the options nowadays with podcasts and whatnot. It's hard to just start a new one. There's so many. And even when I have friends whose taste I trust recommend stuff, I'm like, yeah, all right, we'll see. And I'll get to it. I know you love it, but I'll probably hate it. So anyway, if a friend recommended this to you, thanks for taking the initiative to see it through, to check it out. I know we're just starting this episode, so you're probably not very impressed up to this point. All right. Got a good one lined up for you today. Very excited about this new guy. Well, he's not new. New to me, Austin Lucas. I'm going to play a song from his new album. I want you guys to hear. I think you're going to dig it. We'll do some, I don't know, brand new music from Alison Krauss. I mentioned that. Vic Chestnut will dig deep into the vault. Here's some Vic Chestnut. The ACM Awards were last night. What is that? The Academy of Country Music or the Academy of Crappy Music? Mainstream Country Music Awards. I don't know who won, but it was brought to my attention that Florida Georgia Line was performing with the Backstreet Boys. So there you go. That right there is why you need Gravy Boat in your life, because that stuff is total garbage. Let's get into it with the Jayhawks from last year's album, Paging Mr. Proust. The Devil Is in Her Eyes. It's on the Gravy Boat.
Stones and butterscotch, firewalls, forget-me-nots. Baby, won't you take a chance on me? Heels dug in and braced to fall. Hung my holster on your wall. Baby, won't you take a chance on me?
Talks around here, I guess it'd be what more like you call hillbilly style or something, I guess. I don't know, it's a mountain talk.
Side. Honest as a day is long samples here. Folks, I don't mind telling you I made a bundle pushing used cars. And starting this weekend, I'm passing my profits on to you. Come on down to the lot and ask one of our salesmen out of on parole to work out some terms for you. That's BR549 and hold down the collect calls. I'm no Rockefeller, you know.
Remember when we hung in the low places in 1979? We used to think that it mattered to the man with the money where we spent our time. Oh, well, I knew a little guy with a mohawk hairdo, a chain around his neck. Well, but you never recognize her if you saw her now. She done something that you never expect. She done traded in a dock for kicker boots, safety pin t-shirts for Manuel suits. Her hair's grown. Shows her tattoos one at a time. She ain't ashamed of the way she was. She hears old Hank, she can't get enough. Her punk rock records are gathering dust. Little Ramon has gone hillbilly dust.
Gravy Boat, Volume 8. That is BR549 from Nashville, Tennessee. That's off their album, kind of a bonus thing called Bonus Beats. Originally, that song was on, just self-titled BR549. I think their debut. But then they hooked up with a rock producer, Steve Albini, Chicago legend. And he kind of beefed up their sound for about six songs on that EP. Most of them originally from that debut, but I don't know. They did something. They fed something through a Marshall amp and just got a lot thicker sound on the Bonus Beats disc, BR549. Got to see Old 97s in Los Angeles this week over at the Fonda Theater, touring off their brand new album, Graveyard Whistling. Amazing show. Rhett Miller and the boys. First time I've actually seen the full band. I've seen Rhett Miller's solo stuff a couple times, but wow, hell of a concert. And then I dug up this old nugget. Back in 96, Waylon Jennings caught an old 97 show in Atlanta. He was so impressed by the band that he raved about them in a recent interview shortly thereafter to the Austin Chronicle. He was talking about these young kids he saw, the old 97s. A little while later, Rhett Miller caught wind of that. He sat down and wrote a letter to Waylon Jennings, asked if he'd want to collaborate on a couple songs, and sure enough, they did. In 96, they recorded this one, Iron Road. Didn't get released till 2013, but thank God it did. Waylon and Old 97s.
100 list of reasons I keep round. Why I never had a family. Why I never settled down. Why I'd sooner in the mirror see a hobo looking low. But the reason now escaped me as I walk the iron road. Like a lot of kids, I left my boyhood home. Worked a little on the railroad, worked a little traveling on, till the closest that I ever got to an address or a phone was today I spent my last 2 minutes on a one-page letter home. At 21, my arches lay down flat. At 22, I started taking loans. But if the train will come, I'll wipe the boxcar dirt from off my bones. I'll dirt the wheels of road, throw me down this iron road.
You see me on an island. live long enough to kill my first love, long enough to break into heart. I live long enough to plot our plight, long enough to break I'm ashamed.
On the gravy boat. That's from 1997's album, Dim's Good Beeble. Dim with a D, Beeble with a B. Dim's Good Beeble, as in them's good people. A little play on words there from Austin, Texas's The Gourds. Texas's? Is that right? What's the possessive of Texas? Ugh. It's hard being dumb. Anyway, welcome back to the Gravy Boat. Before that, Waylon and the Old 97s with Iron Road. Very cool EP, four-song EP they put out in 2013. Failed to mention, started the show with Blue Mountain, Bloody 98, from their second album, Homegrown. If you don't know Blue Mountain, check them out. Big fan of the old Blue Mountain. They put out a couple of great albums in the late 90s, took a hiatus, put out a few more in the late 2000s. I mentioned earlier I went to go see the Old 97s live in concert the other night here in L.A. The exact same night, less than a quarter mile away, Dwight Yoakam was at the Hollywood Palladium. What a dilemma. Do I go see the Old 97s or do I go see Dwight Yoakam? I had never seen Dwight Yoakam either, and I wanted to, but his tickets were a little pricey, and not to brag, but the Old 97s tickets were free. His buddy hooked it up. Buddy's a friend of Rhett, so got the old backstage access over at Old 97s. But yeah, I almost saw Dwight Yoakam a few years ago with X for free, but that fell through. A lot of entertainment options in L.A. That's one good thing. Let's go back to 1987, Dwight's second album, Hillbilly Deluxe. Throughout all time, Dwight Yoakam on the Gravy Boat.
I still see you walking silently through the shadows in my mind. And the vision of your sweet blue eyes creeps into my dream to sleep at night. You still haunt the deepness of my memory. Guess you will throughout all time. Little girl, I still remember. day was so soft, a shade of violet, Lord, and how it took my breath away. And as the sun shined on that morning and broke across your golden hair, how I wish to hold you tightly, Lord, I was shy and did not dare. But I still see you walking silently through the shadows in my mind, and the vision of your sweet blue eyes creeps into my dream to sleep at night. You still haunt. To tell you how I pine, I've been known to ask a stranger I thought might just pass your way, they would tell you of these feelings that we might meet again someday. But I still see you walking silently
tune, all right.
Yeah. How about you, Carl? Carl, do you like that?
I reckon.
I wish you'd all lay off for tonight. I can't hear myself think for that racket.
Hey!
Well, it's nighttime. I know you let...
Hey!
I'm calling the police.
I told you three times already. The law's on my side. I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, chief of police, so kiss my ass, you little bastard.
With a little touch
gnawed a couple fingernails, never doing tomahawk chops. A flaky haired dandruff is distinguished. Lacquer is red. What is at the root of this? She'll say, what you got? What participle do you possess? She'll say, which I have not. One blustery day, the meadowlands, we saw and were amazed, then hauled it back into town again. Mississippi is a mess sometimes, and not only when it rains. How come you went back? That malaria island, 'cause our friendship is strange.
Songs that y'all wrote, I ain't heard one of them. Y'all just talk.
We wrote one last night outside the mini mart. Morris called it Stuart Drives a Comfortable Car. And then, like in country songs, you know, in parentheses, it says, there's usually someone in the trunk.
There we go. Welcome back to the Gravy Boat, Volume 8. Was music from Vic Chestnut, the late, great Vic Chestnut, from his album Is the Actor Happy? That was Onion Soup. If you're not familiar with Vic Chestnut, flew under the radar most of his career in and around Athens, Georgia. I used to live in Athens, Georgia, two separate occasions. I would see him around, actually saw him live a couple of times. Put out 17 albums in his career. And Vic was in a wheelchair in 1983. He got hurt in a car accident, became partially paralyzed, spent the remainder of his life in a wheelchair. 2009, on Christmas Day, he passed away from an overdose of muscle relaxers. And, yeah, real sad story. Even though he was disabled, he was a trooper. He toured. He was doing live shows. But his health just got worse and worse. And I don't know. As is the case with some overdoses, there's always speculation on the intent. But not for me to say here. But check out Vic Chestnut if you're not familiar. Actually, in the movie Sling Blade. Heard that little clip? That was Vic Chestnut. He's the band member of the Wheelchair in Sling Blade in Doyle Hargrave's band. Man, is there a bigger movie asshole than Dwight Yoakam's portrayal of Doyle Hargrave's in Sling Blade? I don't know. Here's some brand new music from Alison Krauss. Music from Alison Krauss from the brand new album Windy City. It's goodbye and so long to see you. Beat it, nerd.
I'm so lonesome.
I've always been crazy.
Hallelujah! The devil!
Whiskey River, take my mind.
My name is Sue.
Good, pure Pappy O'Daniel flower.
Mama tried. Mama tried.
Go to this city. Respect your elders, y'all. It's time for a Gravy Boat Classic Country Throwback.
Hey, you probably know the story, but in late 1972, Willie Nelson was fed up with Nashville. He moved to Austin, Texas, changed his sound, changed record labels, set up shop at the Armadillo World Headquarters, which would later become ground zero for the new outlaw country movement. Some consider this the first ever outlaw country album, 1973 Shotgun Willie. This is the title track on the Gravy Boat.
Shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet, pulling out all of his hair. A Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Well, you can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't can't make a record if you ain't got nothing to say. You can't play music if you don't know nothing to play. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there. Klan. A 6'5" John T. was a hell of a man. Made a lot of money selling sheets on the family plan. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there.
Many of the words and expressions in Mountain Speech are unfamiliar to outsiders.
Get in, sit down, shut up, and hang on. It's the Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Every time I make an album, I hear there's no good men left. Everyone in Nashville's deaf. Sad songs are a thing of the past. But if I'm an old photograph, worn and torn and fading fast, and a frame that's shattered laying on the floor, maybe this old picture, like an old vinyl record, could be dusted off in love just like before. Between the moon and the Midwest, we dream higher than the pines. Only one thing that we've got, but it's something that they want. Ain't no golden Cadillacs, boys like me who open up their hearts. How long you can take it before the whole thing tears your world apart? I've clung to the ladder, my body needs to find or surely drown. Worked so hard to climb, yet sadly always find water steady rising all around. Between the moon and the Midwest, we dream higher than the pines. Only one thing that we've got, but it's something that they want. Yeah.
guy's name is Austin Lucas. Been around for a while, got several albums under his belt. Last year he put out Between the Moon and the Midwest. That was Unbroken Hearts from that album. My buddy Ryan Singer played a house show with him recently. Started raving about him. Now I'm hooked on this album. Ah, hell, let's play another one. He collaborated with Lydia Lovelace on this song, Wrong Side of the Dream, Austin Lucas, on the Gravy Boat.
I told you, baby, you don't have to wait. You don't have to spend your nights alone. And I know lately I've been far away. It's hard to love someone who's always gone. Well, time don't seem to slip away so much as it drags on. Now I look around at 35 and all I've got is songs. It's hard to keep a lover and I can't raise no family.
Gravy Boat Volume 8. Two songs from Austin Lucas, the new album, Between the Moon and the Midwest. First, you heard Unbroken Hearts, then you heard Wrong Side of the Dream with Lydia Lovelace. Yeah, like I said, my buddy Ryan Singer was on tour. He did some weird house party type show, and he kept saying this dude was there, this musician. I think you dig him. He's got kind of your alt country vibe that you're so obsessed with. Told me about him, gave me the album. Great album. And that's what he's doing. Austin Lucas currently on like a house show tour. Just touring around playing people's porches and patios and living rooms. So look up Austin Lucas, go see a show. That's pretty damn DIY. That's it, guys. That is the Gravy Boat. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Again, if you enjoyed it, word of mouth. Tell a friend. I'm not going to blab too much about it. I don't want a bunch of douchebags and dorks listening. People ask me why I'm not playing Bucky Fuckington or Georgia Florida Line or whoever the hell. I want it to be for people with good taste in country music and all types of music. But yeah, tell a friend. At Gravy Boat Radio on Twitter. We'll see you guys next week. I'll leave you with Towns Van Zandt, Lungs.
Holla at your boy.
Won't you lend your lungs to me? Mine are collapsing. Plant my feet and bitterly breathe up the time that's past. Breath I'll take and breath I'll give. Pray the day's not poised. Stand among the ones that live in lonely indecision. Fingers walk the darkness down. Mine is on the midnight. Gather up the gold you found, you fool, it's only moonlight. And if you stop to take it home, your hands will turn to butter. Better leave this dream alone, try to find another. Salvation sat and crossed yourself and called the devil partner. Wisdom burned upon a shelf, who'll kill the raging cancer? Seal the river at its mouth, take the water prisoner. Fill the sky with screams and cries, bathe in fiery answers. Was an only son and love is only concept. But strangers cry in foreign tongues and dirty up the doorstep. And I for one and you for two ain't got the time for outside. Keep your injured looks to you, we'll tell the world that we tried.
It's the Gravy Boat, y'all.
Yeah, that is a moray.
All right, hopefully you stop that. Stop your singing. Stop your singing this instant, young man. I will not have this in my studio.
That's just a terrible, 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 that's a moray.
Maybe it was the wrong song choice. If you would just let me play one of my songs that I wrote, I think you'll like it a whole lot better.
You have failed conclusively. It's over. And there is nothing that you can do here in this room that can turn that around. Nothing you can do that can make up for what you just did to that Samore.
Well, my mother liked it a whole lot.
Your mother was wrong. I was willing to open my mind because these Jewish gentlemen brought you in here. They usually have good taste. And now here you are in front of me, pretending you can sing. And I have to say that today, your performance has shaken my belief in the Jewish people.
Well, there's nothing I would like more, sir, than to restore your faith in Judaism right now, if you could just give me that shot.
But I'll tell you, you have failed so far. And if somehow you are able to sing a song now, bringing these boys together who you haven't even met, and make something so personal, so new, that the whole world takes notice, and that your life is never the same again. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's going to happen.
Wait. For here already, what could it possibly hide?
Well, Chaim, I'll do it for you, but just one more song.
They all know what you're after.
Okay, thank you.